If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We always love having Sean Mozell stop in, especially on Monday morning, Sean. I think we need you most on Monday morning. Sean has been working for more than 40 years now on the mind-brain-body connection, and he is trained in pain management, hypnotism, and medical hypnotism. He's in Wilmette at the Stop Smoking Center. And, Sean, I have a lot of questions about the subconscious for you today.
Great.
First, great. Let me start with hypnosis, though, because that's your thing. And a lot of people have, well, there are myths about hypnosis. For example, when you're under the spell, so to speak, you won't do anything that you wouldn't normally do. Is that true?
Your control is actually 20 times greater, and all hypnosis is self-relaxation. My granny would call it prayer, focused daydreaming. It was called relaxation therapy up to 1912. All hypnosis is you relaxing your body and the brain. It's all self. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis.
So it's focused concentration, really.
That's exactly what it is.
And do you remember everything said during the session?
Yes.
You do?
Absolutely. You're in total control.
What about people who say, man, I can't be hypnotized?
Well, then their mentality is less than a two-year-old, because anyone with a normal mentality anyone who falls asleep can put themselves in that state of hypnosis.
Do you have to go deep into hypnosis to achieve success?
No. No, you use it all day. How about when you're daydreaming on the expressway? How about the people right now? It's all about being in the moment and utilizing your thinking, because the subconscious, the 98% of your life is a subconscious blueprint that is programmed via rest. Every time you go into a relaxed state, you get to go into and reprogram the subconscious, and you use it perfectly, whether you do it purposely or consciously or not.
So could you say something right now, and somebody driving, Lord knows we don't want to distract them, but would it help somebody who's stuck in traffic right now? I mean, could you in effect
absolutely
not hypnotize somebody, but
all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So someone's in stress right now, yeah, or they're in a traffic, do a couple belly breaths, press the belly out, press the belly in, and have your good self-talk. It's all about that self-talk. I've got this. Things will work out. Mm-hmm. I'll get there. So take a deep breath and self-talk.
It's convincing yourself of something?
It's about thinking good feeling thoughts on a regular basis, because what you think, you vibrate, and what you vibrate attracts, and what you attract, you get. So every thought creates a current. Like if you think about eating a lemon, you can water, your mouth will water, your jaw will tink perhaps. That's a thought. And if you can keep your thoughts where you want them, you're going to be able to have, you're going to become luckier, more intuitive, more creative, better problem solver. It's all about your self-talk.
I don't know how anyone can doubt the mind-body connection. All you have to do is think about something sad and you start to cry. There's the connection right there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that subconscious is a goal-striving mechanism. It does not reason or rationalize. It acts out your dominant thought. But you can program the subconscious as you fall asleep or as you wake up. Anytime you're in a daydream state, you get to bypass that logical, critical thinking and reprogram the subconscious. All about repetition. And a picture is worth a thousand words. So what are you imagining as you're falling asleep? What are you feeling? The subconscious is the part of you that feels. And by having good feeling thoughts, you're programming the subconscious no matter what you're thinking. But you can use it and program it on purpose.
Give that quick tip again that you have about what to think about as you're falling asleep, what to think about first thing in the morning?
Well, the first thing in the morning, because of the brain speed, you're at the deepest meditative state known to man. That means Jesus, Buddha, the Dalai Lama. Nobody meditates deeper than anyone else the first 17 seconds they awake. They're awakened, whether your eyes are open or closed. And that's the part of the brain that controls your mental, emotional state. So the words you think the first 17 seconds is equivalent to 24 hours of thinking. So when you wake up, be thankful for what you have. I am well. I am every day in every way getting a little bit better and better. I've got this. Things work out for me. What you say, and you use it every morning brilliantly, so you want to use it where it's going to be a positive, good-feeling thoughts.
And right before you fall asleep
once
is important,
again,
too.
When you are in a daydream state, as you're falling asleep or waking up, or daydreaming anytime, you are bypassing the logical reasoning brain, and you get to reprogram the subconscious. So as you fall asleep, think about two or three different things you're super appreciative of, whether it's your pain-free body, whether it's a toe or a foot what part of your body is feeling good. How about your pillow? How about the people you love? How about your refrigerator? How about not being hungry? Think of things you're appreciative as you fall asleep. It is magic.
We're in one of our semi-regular sessions with Sean Mozell. You're going to be teaching at Northwestern this fall, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's it's at the Norris Center, Northwestern, and it's the last 2 weeks of October and the first 2 weeks of November. It's open to the anyone who wants to learn. It's open to anybody. It's a lot of students and professors, but it'll be teaching how do you get into a meditative state and stay focused, and how do you rewire the brain and reprogram your powerful subconscious mind on purpose.
The subconscious mind is the factor behind all habits, good and bad, isn't it?
Correct. And it does not, it's a goal-striving mechanism. So It's for failure or success. You use it and you program it via your thoughts and pictures and your feelings throughout the day.
We were talking during the break about how valuable it is to have not only free time, but a free mind. And tell who you saw. Tell about the woman you saw crossing Wacker.
Lady putting on her lipstick and on her phone crossing Wacker Drive.
And you know what? I mean, this is, we're always on our phones now, kids on their phones, adults. And I was just reading something about this monk who passed away at the age of 95 a few months ago. He was a Zen master. And he said, we have the feeling that we are overwhelmed by information. We don't need that much information. He said, do not try to find the solution with your thinking mind. Non-thinking is the secret of success. And that is why the time when we are not working, that time can be very productive if we know how to focus on the moment. But you can't do that if you're doing something on your phone.
No, but the in the moment, you see, when you're in the moment, you see things in their true perspective. You're not in the past. You're not in the future. And what he was talking about there is taking time to quiet your body, slow down the brain, do some breathing, whatever it takes, whatever your thing is. But you get to reprogram the subconscious. The subconscious enjoys the quiet times, and that's when you're most programmable. And he was talking about asking a question, thinking about a solution, and then letting it go and let the subconscious come up with the answers.
The practice of meditation, the hump you have to get over is it's hard to turn off your brain, turn off your mind. Those thoughts keep coming in, don't they?
Yes, but that's what that even the monks of today, they struggle with that at times. So you can just focus on a breath, focus on your breathing coming in and focus on the breathing coming out. And you'll either have a thought, a sensation, or a sound, but bring it right back to your breathing. You can focus on a sound. You can focus on your ceiling fan as you're falling asleep. You can focus on the sound of the heater or the air conditioning. And it only takes a few seconds to quiet at the brain. It's called the space between thoughts. And if you can do that, your brain will be a better problem-solving intuitive, creative, genius problem-solving abilities you have within by quieting the mind, let alone all the chemicals you produce of Prozac, well-being, codeine. Every time you do a meditation, you produce codeine, anti-inflammatory, anti-pain. You also produce massive amounts of melatonin. So do a five-minute prayer meditation before bed. You'll sleep better.
It's interesting because you can actually do this when you're driving because you're not losing knowledge of what's going on around you. You're still paying attention, but you can actually do what you're saying by focusing on maybe a sound that you weren't really consciously hearing before, right?
Correct. You can focus on anything you want. How about just focusing on the breathing while you're driving? You can press your belly out and press the belly in. You can focus on that while you're driving in total control.
I mentioned we'll post this later at WGNRadio.com so people can hear everything you said again because it's worth the replay. How can people get in touch with you, Sean?
WillMetHypnosis.com.
Always love having you come in here, especially on Monday morning. We need this to start the week. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Bob. It's always a pleasure.